This is Simply News. It's Tuesday, January 21st. On today's show, Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar and Greek Cypriot leader Nikos Christodoulidis meet to discuss new crossing points, and Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan reiterates the call for a two-state solution in Cyprus. Plus, the international community's stance on the two-state proposal versus a federation agreement. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply News. We start off with a significant meeting that took place on January 20th, 2025, between Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar and Greek Cypriot leader Nikos Christodoulides, facilitated by the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, focusing on opening new crossing points along the 1974 ceasefire line. To delve deeper into the implications of this meeting, we have our correspondent, Michael. What were the main objectives of this meeting?
The primary objective of the meeting was to foster greater confidence-building measures between the Turkish Cypriot and Greek Cypriot communities. By discussing the opening of new crossing points, both leaders aim to enhance people-to-people contacts and strengthen economic ties. The meeting was held at the residence of Colin Stewart, the special representative of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, which underscores the international community's interest in resolving long-standing issues on the island.
During the meeting, both leaders proposed different crossing points. Can you elaborate on the specific proposals made by each leader?
Certainly. Ersin Tatar suggested opening a border gate from Akıncılar and the Hospolat Gate. On the other hand, Nikos Christodoulides advocated for transit passage through Kırıkkale and Erenköy. These proposals reflect each leader's strategic interests and the desire to facilitate easier movement across the ceasefire line, which has been a point of contention since 1974.
Tatar also raised concerns about discrimination against Turkish Cypriots. What was the nature of these concerns, and how do they impact the broader dialogue between the two communities?
Tatar highlighted the issue of discrimination by the Greek Cypriot administration, which reportedly refuses to grant entry permits to Turkish Cypriots wishing to enter Greek Cypriot territory. This issue is significant as it affects the daily lives of individuals and can hinder efforts to build trust between the communities. Addressing such grievances is crucial for creating a more inclusive and cooperative environment on the island.
The meeting concluded with a joint statement. What were the key points emphasized in this statement, and what does it indicate about the future of these discussions?
The joint statement emphasized the importance of increasing contacts and trust between the two communities and advancing economic relations. Both leaders acknowledge that opening new crossing points is critical to achieving these goals. The commitment to continue discussions and meet again in the coming days indicates a willingness to engage in dialogue and work towards practical solutions. This ongoing engagement is a positive sign for the future of peacebuilding efforts in Cyprus.
Thank you for providing those insights. As this meeting marks a step forward in the ongoing efforts to bridge divides in Cyprus, recent developments have seen Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan reiterating the call for a two-state solution, emphasizing it as the only viable path forward for resolving the long-standing conflict. During a joint press conference with Turkish Cypriot President Ersin Tatar in Nicosia, Fidan highlighted the benefits of such a solution. To delve deeper into this issue, we have our correspondent James. What are the key points of Fidan's proposal for a two-state solution?
Fidan's proposal for a two-state solution centers on ensuring equal sovereignty and international representation for the Turkish Cypriot community. He argues that this approach would provide a sustainable and fair agreement for both sides, potentially leading to improved economic cooperation and stability in the region. The idea is to recognize two separate states on the island, each with its own governance, which Fidan believes would address the concerns of the Turkish Cypriots more effectively than a federation.
The international community, however, has largely rejected the two-state solution in favor of a federation agreement. Why is there such resistance to the two-state proposal, and what are the arguments in favor of a federation?
The resistance to the two-state solution primarily stems from concerns about the implications for regional stability and international law. A federation is seen by many in the international community, including Greek Cypriot officials, as a more equitable solution that maintains the territorial integrity of Cyprus while allowing for shared governance. This approach is believed to foster unity and cooperation between the two communities, rather than solidifying division. The federation model aims to create a bizonal, bicommunal federation with political equality, which is seen as a compromise that respects the interests of both Greek and Turkish Cypriots.
Despite these differences, Fidan remains optimistic about resolving the Cyprus problem through a joint effort involving Turkey, Greece, Greek Cyprus, and Turkish Cyprus. What are the prospects for such a collaborative approach, and what challenges might it face?
The prospects for a collaborative approach depend heavily on the willingness of all parties to engage in constructive dialogue and compromise. While Fidan's optimism is a positive sign, significant challenges remain. These include deep-seated mistrust between the communities, differing national interests, and the geopolitical complexities involving Greece and Turkey. Additionally, any agreement would require broad international support and recognition, which is currently lacking for the two-state proposal. Overcoming these hurdles will require sustained diplomatic efforts and a genuine commitment to peace from all involved parties.
Thank you for providing those insights. As the situation in Cyprus remains a complex and sensitive issue, it will be interesting to see how these diplomatic efforts unfold in the coming months. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply News. We'll see you back here tomorrow.